You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, a good Wednesday afternoon. This has been a heavy day as far as the news is concerned. I am stunned. I knew who Charlie Kirk was. I was aware of who he was. And if you've missed the news, influencer, conservative activist Charlie Kirk has been shot and killed today at an event in Utah at Utah Valley University. He was shot in the neck. The gunman remains on the loose. They have not found him or her. They did have someone in custody, but that person, an older man, has been released. He is not the gunman. But I've been amazed at the reaction from my own children. Not, you know, of course, they're like, wow, I can't believe he was killed. My kids know whether, I don't know if they agree with him politically or not. I have my suspicions one way or the other. But the younger people are very aware of who Charlie Kirk was.
Well, that's where he got his start, a decade or so ago, by leading because he was only 31 years old. So he
frequently visited college campuses and would hold these prove me wrong events and
targeting the college age folks in this country.
Yep, I've just been amazed. Both of my daughters, my youngest Maya, reached out first and said, "Have you heard?" She goes, "Have you heard the news about Charlie Kirk?" I'm like, "What business am I in, sweetheart?"
Right.
And then when we were broadcasting ABC News, my daughter Sarah called me, and she said, "Have you heard?" She goes, "I'm stunned about what happened to Charlie Kirk," and I said, "Well, he just died." And I was the one that broke her the news that he had passed. And she's like, "What?" And I go, "Charlie Kirk is dead."
This does kind of have a ripple effect with the youth.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, we will continue the coverage throughout the afternoon. We've got to lighten it up, though. I know that we are a news outlet. That is our primary purpose. Dan is here for that. That's what Dan does the best, right? So Dan's going to keep bringing you the news regarding what has occurred today in Utah. If anything new develops, we, of course, will change course like we did 30 minutes ago and go back to CNN or ABC News or whomever. But I cannot keep talking about this.
Not for the next 2 hours, you can't.
I've got more bad news.
Oh, I heard this.
Polly Holiday, who played...
Bad things happen in threes. Come on.
Kiss my grits, Merle. who played Flo on the TV sitcom Alice, Polly Holiday, has died at the age of 88.
She was also in Gremlins.
That is correct. She was in the movie Gremlins.
She was the old biddy who went flying out the window.
That is correct.
When the gremlins short-circuited her. Well,
you don't get them wet.
No, no.
Don't get them wet. No,
do not tick off a gremlin.
Yeah, this was back in the 70s, the show Alice,
which was a great sitcom.
Fantastic sitcom. And her catchphrase.
Mel.
Kiss my grits.
Kiss my grits.
Was, you know,
I said viral. Mel. I meant Mel, you're right. Yeah.
It was viral then. You know, we didn't have all the social media and all that kind of stuff, but her Kiss My Grits was everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, she had her own series. She spun off
Flo
to the sitcom Flo, which, unlike Rhoda, which lasted for several seasons, spun off from Mary Tyler Moore Show, Flo only lasted one mere season.
Did it even make it one season?
I think so.
It was one.
One and done, Flo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, kiss my grits. She was also in All the President's Men, Mrs. Doubtfire, The Parent Trap, and of course, Gremlins in 1984.
She was a pretty prolific character actress.
Huh.
How old was she?
88.
She was 88.
88 years young.
Mm-hmm. She came from Alabama.
Polly Holiday. Yep.
I mean, are the others alive?
Linda Lavin just died.
Right.
Elizabeth Howland has passed as well.
And I, for sure, Vic Tayback.
Right.
Has passed away.
Oh, sure. How do you remember all these names?
Because I'm like Rain Man. I am a pop culture sponge.
See, it's so crazy, the things that we latch onto, where if you asked me, name the original members of...
Charlie's Angels.
No, Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Dawkins. I can tell you the names of every single original member.
That's esoteric knowledge.
Okay,
but I can't remember when I said to Michael, hell, I can't even remember his name during when we were doing the ABC News coverage of Charlie Kirk being murdered today. I said, "Oh man, Flo from Alice has died," and he goes, "Oh, Polly Holiday."
Right.
I would have never been able to tell you her name if you paid me $1 million.
What do I do for a living?
You interview celebrities.
I got this. Also from the text line, Flo had more episodes than Michael's travel show did.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
It's a rough crowd.
That just shows you the interests that we have and the amount of...
Yeah.
Brain space we give to it
that we're willing to dedicate it
filled with esoteric knowledge around
hair heavy
metal bands.
Yep.
All right, you two, name the original three Charlie's Angels, the actresses' names:
the blonde, the brunette, and the other brunette.
Who were they?
So Farrah Fawcett,
yes.
Cheryl Teagues.
She replaced Farrah
right.
Fawcett.
No, right.
Cheryl Teagues was never on. Ever.
Well, she was in my mind.
Cheryl Ladd.
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, okay. My God.
There was the chick that had the clothing line at JCPenney's.
Jacqueline.
Jacqueline Smith?
Yes.
Yeah, Jackie Smith.
Jacqueline, not Jackie. And who is the smart one?
Not in a million. When you say it, I'll know it. But it's
Dan, anyone?
Give me a first name.
Remember.
Give me a first name.
Kate.
Baldwin.
Jackson.
That's Kate what Jackson. I said.
All right, so not only do I know all the actresses' names, Kate Jackson was Sabrina Duncan, Jacqueline Smith was Kelly Garrett, and Farrah Fawcett
was
on
my wall
Jill
at home.
Monroe. That is how much of a pop culture savant I am.
Wow.
You're welcome, America.
What soap operas were they on before they made it?
General Hospital.
Probably.
No, I don't think any of them were on soap operas. Kate Jackson was on some weird, random, obscure... That's how she got... It's like Hellcats or something. She was on some weird police officer.
It was the 60s and 70s. There was a lot of weird TV.
There was a lot of weird TV.
Farrah Fawcett was on my wall.
Yeah, she was.
I have an original framed...
Etched in your brain.
Mm.
I have an original framed Farrah Fawcett swimsuit poster... In my bathroom.
Well, I had half of that poster in my bedroom.
And why was
why
it a
is
half?
Only half?
Because the swimsuit showed certain things that when I brought it home from the PX at Fort Richardson, Alaska, I showed it to my mom, who then cut off the lower half just below the neck. And she said, you can put her face on your wall, but not the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
I was nine.
Yeah.
I was 9 years old.
You were a red-blooded American male.
Yeah, I was. But she was. Simmer down. There was something that you could kind of sort of see through the swimsuit. And my mother objected to
that. Her headlights were on, people. Okay, that's what we're saying.
Michael.
Hey, so you've been in my bathroom.
He's a book author.
You've been in my
first floor bathroom.
First floor bathroom.
It's very unique.
Okay, well then that's what tell the listeners what it entails.
It's I can't remember what you wallpapered it with, but it's
Charlie's Angels.
Is it all Charlie's Angels?
No, and Wonder Woman and the Bionic Woman.
Yeah. It's just little, like, almost cards of all these.
Do you remember the
actresses.
Trading cards, Dan? Well,
they were like baseball cards,
right.
But with
Charlie's Angels,
actors and celebrities.
And I bought like 10 boxes of them and wallpapered my bathroom because I'm classy like that.
And I remember being in there using the facilities thinking, all these beautiful women in a gay man's bathroom.
Fabulous.
If you didn't know I was gay before you walked into that bathroom, you sure do. Hey-o!
Michael Mackey filling in for Dana Wright. Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'll be brief. I'm not going to name names, but I just got a DM on Facebook from somebody who said, I just tuned in. I'm not going to give him the honor of mentioning his name. I just turned you on to see what you were talking about. It does not surprise me at all that you are probably celebrating. To which I wrote back, what a horrible thing to say. Sam, you know me probably as well as just about anybody on this planet that's not blood related. Have I said anything other than how awful this situation is today how concerned I am for this country and what we are becoming. The dialogue in this country is ridiculous. The political violence is totally unacceptable. Off the air and on the air, have you heard me say anything?
You have not. However, I can see where this messenger person is coming from, just simply by the rhetoric all over social media.
It is unacceptable.
It's Facebook gross. Pages, our text line. I mean, the people that are championing the death of somebody.
The text line. I want to turn it off. I think I'm going to do that.
You can.
I'm going to make an executive decision. I'm turning off the text line. Bye, text line.
Can you minimize it so I don't have to go back in there and re-log in?
Fine.
Thanks. I'm always thinking about yourself.
Oh, it's selfish. Yeah,
selfish. What can I say?
But anyway, I just wrote back, what a horrible thing to say. I mean, I don't have to agree with everything that you say to not wish you death.
Right.
You know?
And wishing death on someone for disagreeing is, who
have we become?
The rhetoric is gross.
Dramatic, but could literally be the beginning of the downfall of what we hold near and dear in our hearts.
Well, and anyone celebrating what happened today, do not sit your butt in a church pew this weekend.
Yeah.
Do not. Do not go to church or synagogue or mosque or whatever and say, you know, believe in the Lord, I believe in God, but, you know, on Wednesday of this week, I took great joy in somebody losing their life.
Nope.
Texter is very confused what we're talking about. Political activist Charlie Kirk was shot and killed today.
In the neck at an event at Utah Valley University.
He was 31.
Father of two, his youngest just celebrated a first birthday last week. Overland Park Police clocked somebody driving 111 miles per hour through the 69 highway construction zone.
How do you weave your way through that?
I don't know. It is not the first time they've caught someone driving over 100 miles per hour. Quoting here from our good friend, Officer John Lacey.
Hi, Officer John.
He says, and I quote, 111 miles per hour was unbelievable. And it is unacceptable here in Overland Park. That is going way too fast, he said, wagging his finger.
Well, thank you for putting it bluntly, sir.
We want our community to slow down. That is the main goal of us being out on the street. We want them to slow down.
You guys, the construction on 69 is so bonkers bananas that you have to slow down.
Yeah.
How? It must have been like 3 a.m. when there was no one on the roads.
They were using both lanes.
And yeah.
Because I can barely go the speed limit.
For like pole position.
For safety.
Exactly.
Yeah, pole position. Exactly.
They do not identify the driver. I'm assuming if you're going that fast in a construction zone, you're probably going to jail for that one.
I can't even imagine the fine on that. Because in a construction zone, it would be like 45 to 50, and you're double that, and then some.
It says here, on Sunday, Overland Park Police clocked another driver going 111 miles per hour. Apparently, that's the new trend.
Can we talk about my most embarrassing moment?
Listen to this. Okay. Near 69 Highway and 435, quote, the driver got a citation.
Oh.
You should go to jail.
Were they on 435 or 69?
It just says near 69 Highway and 435. Okay. It doesn't say if they were on
either.
Not
that changes it. They're still going almost double the speed limit.
If they were on 69, then that is some impressive driving skills. Now, can we talk about my most embarrassing moment on this radio station?
Now, the one who was arrested or was pulled over that started the story was on 69 Highway in the construction zone going 111 miles an hour. I don't know how. I've been in that construction zone. It is a nightmare.
No. Yeah.
All right. Now, what did you want to talk about your most embarrassing moment?
When I was going 35... in a 25 on Johnson Drive, and I got a ticket right before I showed up to the station, and you called the police chief of Mission, Kansas, to come in and lambast me on the air.
That would be the second most embarrassing thing.
Don't know.
I'm not going to do it. I chose to not mention it, just simply state the second most embarrassing.
Fine. The second most embarrassing thing.
Wait. What's the most embarrassing
thing? We're not going there. You know what it is.
Anyway.
In my ear.
No. Anyway, you had the police chief come in and say...
Ben Hadley.
Right. He was like, you could have killed multiple... I think he was actually serious.
He was seriously joking. I know Ben very well.
You could have killed a family of four.
Yes, you could have killed a family. He yelled. There was yelling. And
you needed to be put in your place.
Well, goal achieved. God, that was 100. I haven't gotten a ticket in like a decade. That was a long, long time ago.
You better knock on some wood after that comment.
What was his most embarrassing moment? Just in my ear. You don't have to say it over the air.
For Michael Mackey's sake. Coming up next, the ADD word of the day.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, Michael Mackey in for Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Ooh, good song.
Man, I haven't heard this song in about 39 years.
So Michael Mackey, every day at 4:30, we try to turn the world's dumbest radio program...
Dumber.
Even dumber.
...into a mildly educational program.
Okay, I'm here for this.
Even if it's for only 90 seconds.
Yes.
Yesterday's
ADD word of the day.
ADD word of the day.
What does ADD stand for?
Anti-dumb-dumb.
Okay.
This all came about because we started looking into it, and studies suggest that the English language, the average English speaker, used to carry around 30,000 to 40,000 words. It is dwindling.
Oh.
Some estimates think it's in the 20s now.
All right. What is your ADD word of the day?
Would you like to...
Word du jour.
Have you heard hootenanny before?
Yeah.
Do you know the definition?
A hootenanny is some sort of like festival or party, and
I would totally be
in the,
yesterday.
It would be in the South?
With folk music, yep.
With folk music.
That was yesterday's.
Oh, okay.
Today's.
Yes.
Guile.
Can you spell it?
G-U-I-L-E. Guile.
It's like to have the nerve.
The audacity.
To do something. How dare you have that, the guile to do that to me?
No.
I don't know where you got the audacity, but you need to put it back.
That would be gall, by the way.
That's right. Dan, do you know the definition of guile?
Yes.
I know beguile.
And what is the definition of guile, Dan?
Well, just thinking about it, guile is when you are clever and you're trying to...
You Googled it.
No, I'm not. You can look in here. I'm not.
He hasn't moved his hand, so look at his computer.
If you're beguiled by something, you have a crush on someone or some sort of
you are
attraction.
Impressed.
You're fascinated. But I don't know what guile is.
Guile is using creativity and cleverness to get to accomplish something.
Is he right, Sam?
Sly or cunning intelligence.
Guile.
Dan, you're no longer allowed to be in that.
A friend of mine actually texted me as Dan was speaking. It means sly, deceitful, or cunning.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Can I tell you guys a slice of life story, please and thank you? The day that I started kindergarten, my beloved father said, hey, hurry up. We're going to do something this morning. Grab your bowl of cereal and meet me in the pantry. And so I said, all right. And so my dad had jerry-rigged a record player in our pantry in the kitchen. And we both grabbed a bowl of cereal I was 5 years old on my very first day of kindergarten. And he broke out the word of the day, a record player and a record called the word of the day.
Really?
And we sat down and every morning, every school day, I would eat my bowl of cereal and he would spin the word of the day. And it went something like this. The word of the day is loquacious. Loquacious, meaning talkative or chatty. Can you say loquacious? Loquacious. And so we did that every day for my entire year of kindergarten. And by the end of kindergarten, because kids at 5 years old are sponges, I felt like a member of Mensa. In fact, I think I was. And I would use words like riveting in class. And my teacher, Mrs. Behrens, was like, oh my gosh, he's a child prodigy. And that, kids and campers, is where I got my love of words. Guile. Hootenanny, Hoedown.
I don't think I'm going to get the last 60 seconds of my life back.
Thank you for letting me share that story, meteorologist Scott Parks, because you really didn't have a choice.
Yeah. That story made Scott want to absquatulate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, not absquatulate.
Yep, absolutely.
What does that mean?
Scott.
Well, it means to...
You were not very good at your vocab tests in grade school, were you?
No. I was good at math.
How obsequious.
Mm-hmm. To absquatuate.
Absquatulate.
That's what I said. means to remove oneself from an uncomfortable situation.
Very quickly, yes.
That story did not cause you to absquatulate, rude.
So anyway, I just looked at the list of rejected Missouri vanity plates.
Oh, this should be rich.
There's only a couple that I'm even comfortable sharing.
There was an entire list of options for a phrase that Dan said on the air the other day that we're not going to repeat that came from a girl in Nashville that went viral in reference to the sound that you make when you are...
Please, we get it.
Yeah. So do you have a pen over there?
Uh-huh.
Because a couple of these you might want to write down.
Okay.
So here's one. You're not writing anything down.
Okay, all right.
Grab a pen.
Thank you for the pen.
Here's a piece of paper.
Right. Okay. That's
because right. One of these, you have to see it to understand it.
Okay, hit me.
Keep it clean.
I'm going to. If I do one that you think is inappropriate, just dump it.
Okay.
One was cat poo.
Which was 00.
Yeah.
I don't know why they couldn't just
cat
put
pee. 00.
Something tells me cat that poo. Cat poo.
All right. Rejected. Denied. Banned.
Taken.
Whatever. Okay.
One was gay AF. One was...
So many things I want to say right now.
Don't. One was... All right, write this one down. M-U-R...
M-U-R...
D-R-1.
D-R-1.
That was rejected.
Murder.
Murder one.
Murder first.
Murder one.
Mm-hmm.
First degree.
Oh, murder. Oh, I see. Okay.
All right. Now this one, it took me just a second, but I did figure it out.
All right.
H-A-L.
H-A-L.
S.
S.
The number 8.
Uh-huh.
N. Can you figure that one out? Do you see Hail Satan there?
Now I do.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, how?
What about?
And that was rejected?
Yeah, that one was rejected, yes.
L8.
L8.
4.
4.
Where are you?
S3X.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I see what that one is. Late for the...
Yeah, we got
know,
it.
You know.
Rejected.
Have you guys ever had a vanity license plate?
No.
I have one.
Oh, what is yours? You have a vanity license plate?
I
I'm
going
to go out and... You don't have to tell me because then I don't want people knowing who you are. But I'll go look.
Pretty obvious.
Oh, is it something with your height?
It has my name in it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll go look. Dan, have you ever had a vanity license plate?
I have not. I never had an extra few dollars to pay for it.
When I got my new car in 1992, maybe, they asked me if I wanted a vanity license plate. And I said, yeah, I do. And they were like, well, what do you want? And the very first thing that popped into my head, that was when Helen Hunt and David Spade had just done that skit on SNL where they were like, bye-bye.
Oh, on the airplane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to be on this. You need to bye-bye. Bye-bye. So my license plate said B-U-H-B-Y-E, bye-bye. And you know what? It was my claim to fame for about 10 years. And then I peaced out.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
And roughly 20 of the 30 that were listed, we cannot read on the air.
Oh, no. There are some that are so bad, there's just no way. By the way, there are three people have to reject at the Missouri Department of Revenue. Three people have to reject your license plate for you not to get it.
Meaning one person flags it, it goes off to a second person for review.
Right. The one word that everybody tries to get in creatively, using obviously different spellings, is the F word.
Yeah, with a Q or...
Right. Or without...
Right.
Do you think any of those have gotten approved and then suddenly like a police officer pulled him over and like that's Yeah, we're taking that back.
Why would you want murder one? Nothing makes me want to pull you over more as a police officer than you having murder one on your license plate.
There was a guy, and it wasn't even a custom plate, but there was a guy from Kansas with a Kansas plate who was driving around in California. They have since, well, they've actually redesigned the plate altogether, so now this wouldn't happen anyway. But Kansas plates, depending on the type of vehicle, used to be three numbers and three letters. Mm-hmm. And there was a guy in California who was like canceled or something. I can't remember the exact details, but had a derogatory three letters that they didn't foresee being derogatory. And it was a big deal, made national news. Like Kansas allowing racist license plates. Like, what? This was just a random generation.
Well, there was a guy who worked here who had 666. He had a Kansas license plate, and 666 were the three numbers.
By choice? Or
no,
just...
No. I would, if they handed me that license plate at the Department of Motor Vehicles, I would immediately insist on a new one. I'm not driving around with those three numbers on my car.
In the Demon Mobile.
I did have a pretty funny, well, I still have it. But I don't ride my motorcycle anymore.
Well, you mean after you got hit and run?
Well, after the key got stolen out of my truck, and I can't convince anybody to get me a new key despite having the title. Anyway, when I went in to get my license plate, and I think she was breaking the rules, so I don't know her name. I can't out her. But she was like, oh, well, I've got a new stack here, and you've got a choice of EET, and you can pick from 60 to 70. I'll leave it at that.
It was what?
It's still my motorcycle.
No! Oh,
got it. Okay. All right. Quick break. 913-586-7798.
I just got that and I'm blonde.
586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Larry Ellison, who is the CEO of Oracle, is now the richest person in the world.
Who?
Larry Ellison is his name. You've heard of Oracle, haven't you?
Yeah. But I haven't heard of Larry Ellison.
Well, you got to turn your microphone on when you're talking.
Oh, I haven't heard of Larry Ellison, but I have heard of Oracle.
First day.
I'm new here.
First time on the radio.
New here.
Ladies and gentlemen, published author Michael Mackey is in the building.
I'm pretty.
As of 10 o'clock this morning, Eastern Time, Ellison's wealth was nearly $400 billion. Tesla CEO Elon Musk, who had occupied the top spot, currently has a fortune of roughly $385 billion.
Chump change.
Chump change. Right?
I keep that in my couch.
Anyway, safety and infrastructure upgrades are on the way for the Country Club Plaza as Kansas City prepares for the 2026 FIFA World Cup. The lottery opened today for Visa card holders only.
And by the way, if you are one of those Visa card holders, I don't know if Jamie Monticelli ever made it actually into the lottery, but she tried at least for the first 2 hours of her show and never made it. So good luck.
Good luck.
The city is investing $1.5 million into improvements on the Warnell Bridge, including new lighting, brickwork, structural repairs, ADA accessibility.
Okay.
Yep.
As a lifelong Kansas Cityan.
Yes.
And a frequent flyer of the plaza, as it is right down the street from where I live.
Indeed.
That bridge is fine. It has been fine. It's been fine my entire life. You know what bridge isn't fine? Roanoke. It's two blocks west.
What's wrong with Roanoke?
Well, it is basically gravel. The structural integrity of the concrete atop the sublayers of that bridge has disintegrated over the years to the point that you better already have stopped before you hit it, because there's a stoplight right on the other side. Hmm. And so most people come flying down Ward Parkway, hang that left onto Roanoke, and the light almost inevitably every time is red once you get to the other side of that bridge. So people slam on their brakes and just like glide across the gravel or skid. So if we're going to spend $1.5 million on a bridge, can we get one that we can drive over it?
Okay.
Because Warnell Bridge is fine. It's also very pretty. It's a beautiful bridge.
Beautiful bridge.
There's an update on the stabbing on the train in Charlotte, North Carolina. I don't know if you saw.
I did. And I also saw that President Trump chimed in.
Yep. Calling for the death penalty for the accused killer. His name is DeCarlos Brown Jr. He told his family that he stabbed Ukrainian refugee Irina Zarutsky because he believed that she was reading his mind.
She just literally happened to sit in front of him.
She had literally just sat down.
Had she sat anywhere else, it's just...
Tracy Brown, who was assaulted by her older brother in a 2022 attack that saw him bite her and break a door, said he is a paranoid schizophrenic who told her multiple times that the government had implanted a chip in him. She tells CNN, a person that is hearing voices in their head and believes the world is against them, they're going to break, and he broke. If he is truly the one who did this stabbing, and there's little doubt, let's be honest, I hope they give him the death penalty.
And by the way,
what a horrible, disgusting crime.
We've already talked quite a bit today about the state of our country. There is now video of the aftermath of that stabbing.
I know.
And there are no fewer than six people.
Who do nothing.
Who are within the video. And by the way, that's a full train car. So I'm assuming there's probably more than six people on the entire train car. Mm-hmm. But you can see six people watch a man stand up aggressively, do something to the woman in front of him.
Well, he stabs her in the chest.
Well, but they maybe couldn't have seen that, right? Let's give them the benefit of the doubt that they didn't see the act of the stabbing.
Yeah.
But then they did see a woman lay there, bleed out, and do absolutely nothing.
Whew.
Next hour, we're going to lighten things up.
Are these the end times?
Why did I come in today? It's been bad news bears, man. Let's lighten it up in the 5 o'clock.
Michael Mackey is in for Dana Wright from MichaelMackey.com. Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks. We will see you on the other side of the news.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.